The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, September 19, 2022. Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdez on Sunday attended the wake of Elizabeth II at the Westminster Palace to pay tribute to the British monarch who died on September 8 at age 96. Valdez, who is heading the Cuban delegation that will attend the Queen's funeral, also signed the Book of Condolences opened by the British Foreign Ministry at Lancaster House, a diplomatic source told Prensa Latina. The Cuban vice president also attended the reception that the new King Charles III hosted on Sunday for foreign heads of state and dignitaries invited to his mother's funeral, slated for this Monday at the Westminster Abbey. The Cuban delegation is made up of Cuban ambassador to the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Barbara Montalvo, and director of the Europe and Canada Department at the Cuban Foreign Ministry, Gisela Garcia. The United Kingdom and Cuba established diplomatic relations 120 years ago, and the current British monarch visited Cuba in March 2019 with his wife, Camilla, who is now Queen Consort. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the progress of preparations for the legislative referendum on the Family Code, to which voters are summoned next Sunday. In his Twitter account, the president said that Cuba is getting ready for the people's referendum on September 25, and that this Sunday the voting abroad and the dynamic tests throughout the country were carried out satisfactorily. He's estimated that more than 8 million Cubans will go to the polls. He referred to the dynamic test carried out the day before throughout the country with the purpose of checking the availability of the material and human resources that will be involved in the process. On this Sunday, as foreseen by the National Council of Elections, voting was carried out in the 123 polling stations opened abroad, where diplomatic personnel and Cubans who are in different missions abroad exercise their vote. The Tax Payment Facilitation Office favors the execution of procedures virtually for the population, a fact that constitutes an achievement in the computerization process in Cuba. One of the officials responsible for the said office, Eugenio Fernando Costa, told Prensa Latina that there are already 50 services that even include electronic commerce. Through the digital self-service stations, people express complaints, opinions, and suggestions, while they can contract different services with local and central authorities, he pointed out. A citizen can contact the website of the Presidency of the Republic, Cultural Services of the Office of the City Historian, Credit and Commerce, Popular Savings, and Metropolitan Banks, explained Acosta. Likewise, they can access Telecommunications Enterprise of Cuba, SA, Nauta accounts, fixed telephony bill, and mobile balance, among many other sites of interest. And in the international agenda, we have that. The lawyers of Argentine Vice President Cristina Fernandez presented her defense plea in the so-called and reiterated the absence of evidence against her, local media reported. Carlos Alberto Veraldi and Ariel Yernovoy, representatives of Fernandez, who is also the president of the Senate, presented her defense plea at 8 hours local time, and the process will take place this Monday and Tuesday. Fernandez expects to assume her defense before the number 2 federal oral court on Friday. On August 22, prosecutor Diego Luciani requested a 12-year prison sentence for the vice president and her disqualification to hold public office for alleged irregularities in the awarding of 51 public works in Santa Cruz province between 2003 and 2015. The former head of state denounced the inexistence of evidence and the violations committed in the process, so she requested to extend her statement, but the court rejected her request. Given this decision, Fernandez decided to present her arguments in a live broadcast from her office in the Senate. Meanwhile, 76% of Chileans agree with initiating a new process for a new constitution to replace the one in force since the dictatorship era, a poll revealed in Santiago de Chile. The survey by the market and public opinion research firm CADEM was carried out 2 weeks after the rejection in the September 4 plebiscite of a proposal for a Magna Carta drawn up by a parity convention. Of those consulted, 49% are in favor of holding an initial plebiscite for the process, and 44 advocate a political agreement. For the drafting of the text, 49 out of 100 prefer a mixed convention made up of elected members and experts. 29 wanted to be elected in its entirety, and 19 want a body appointed by Congress. After the referendum, the political parties represented in the National Congress started negotiations to provide the country with a new fundamental law, but the process has been hindered by the conditionings of the right wing and its decision to absent itself from a meeting agreed for last week. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.